This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, April 1st, 2011. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, the poetry of the blank page. It's April, which, as everyone knows, is National Poetry Month. National Poetry Month. That seems a little limiting, doesn't it? As if poetry can somehow be kept neatly inside international borders. Well, poetry hardly needs a passport. And in that spirit, we're going to hear some work from the great Danish conceptualist poet Magnus Pavlovsky. He is perpetually on the shortlist for the Nobel, but he's almost entirely unknown here in the U.S. That is about to change because a translation of his collected poems is about to be published here. A few of those translations are in the April issue of Poetry Magazine. Sean Cole, his American translator, joins me by Skype from Copenhagen. Sean, Magnus is super...
It's Magnus, actually.
How do you say it?
Magnus.
I don't think I could do that.
Magnus.
All right. Magnus is super famous in Scandinavia, and he's even lionized in France. Why is he so completely unknown here?
I'm not sure. I mean, his poetry presents absolutely zero translation problems.
Really?
Well, pretty much anyone with a Danish-English dictionary could do it. I think it's because American readers are so conservative. You know, they want a poem with a capital P, where Magnus famously said, the idea of a poem will suffice. If, in fact, it may even be better.
Huh. Well, that's what conceptualists always say. They always talk about the idea of the thing rather than the thing itself. But I think you're being extremely modest, because when I look at his books in Danish, and I have one of them right here in front of me, I really have no idea what's going on. I mean, there are a lot of titles, but most of the poems are made up of white space. You know, they're just blank pages, really. So how do you translate that?
Well, English is more succinct than Danish. You generally don't need as many words in English as you do in Danish to express the same thought. So if Magnus writes a 6-page poem in Danish, that would be reduced to 5 pages of blank pages of English.
Huh. Well, you know, this is going to be confusing to listeners unless they actually see or hear a poem. So let's listen to a poem. This one is called Throat Clearing, and it was recorded in 2004 in Copenhagen. First, let's hear Magnus, and then your translation.
Ramen.
Throat clearing.
So, Sean, I'm following along in the book, and we have a few blank pages.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, you know, I mean, the speaker of the poem is trying to build up tension and anxiety and forcing the reader to wonder, you know, where is the text? And
what's
going on here? Does Magnus have a cold? Is he asleep? I mean, it's exactly analogous, I think, to the whole project of being a person. It's really sensational.
Well, let's listen to it a little bit. You know, you can kind of feel the tension. I think he's probably reading a bit too fast.
Yeah.
Now I see some text coming up on the next page, which I don't understand because it's in Danish. And it's also in brackets, kind of like stage directions. Sean?
Yeah, he says...
And that's it?
That's... Well, no, I mean the poem goes on for several more pages.
Yeah, that's it. Holy crap.
Blank pages.
There he goes again. So what's going on? What do you make of that?
Well, the speaker, you know, has forced us to wait a long time for him to clear his throat, and by clearing his throat, he gives us a sign that he's about to say something. But when he clears his throat and doesn't say anything, he leaves us in this kind of poetical limbo, and we inevitably start to fill the empty page with the silence, that is, with our own thoughts. So our own thoughts become the poem, and we, in effect, become the poet. So it's, you know, I mean, it's sort of cut and dry.
You know, Sean, what this reminds me a little bit of John Ashbery.
Yeah.
Because Ashbery puts together so many words that don't quite make sense when stream of consciousness. And,
right.
And he forces the reader or the listener to sort of put it together in his or her own mind, the meaning of the poem. But Magnus is taking this one step further. One step further, and
right.
He's not even giving you the words. He's giving you nothing, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's no filter. It's the reader filling the silence with their own silence, which is to say their own neurotic, brutalizing chatter.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear another one. This one is much shorter. It's not 16 pages long, and it's only one page, in fact, and it's the only poem I have ever seen that's entirely made up of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the title.
My telephone number.
My phone number.
Me.
9.
8.
1.
Sue.
7.
Order.
8.
Order.
8.
6.
6.
That's funny. It's the same word.
Yeah, it's similar.
6.
6.
It's
1.
Fear.
4.
Okay, I think we should stop there because Sean, I think it is in fact a working telephone number.
Yeah, that's Magnus's number.
But it's weird because it's a U.S. number, 917.
Well, he's living in New York. I mean, he finds it really lonely there. But
should we call him then? I mean, the poem does seem kind of like a cry for help.
Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, he's probably not doing anything.
All right. Here we go.
Du har ringet til Magnus Pavlovski.
You have reached the phone of Magnus Pavlovski.
Test 1, hvis du er en smuk pige.
Press 1 if you are a pretty girl.
Test 2, hvis du er en kulturinstitution med masser og masser af penge.
Press 2 if you work for a cultural institution with lots and lots of money.
Test 3, hvis du arbejder for medierne.
Press 3 if you work for the media.
Når du hører tonen, så fortæl mig, hvad du godt kan lide ved mine digte, og fortæl mig lidt om din publikation. Eller dit program.
At the sound of the tone, tell me what you love about my poems, then tell me about your publication or your show.
Okay, this is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation. You can read a lot of poems by Magnus and others on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Sean Cole is a poet and public radio producer living in New York. Pike Malinowski is a real live Danish poet and a radio producer, also living in New York. Do let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is...
Are you still there? If you are satisfied, press 1.
Email us at poetryfoundation.org. The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thank you for listening.